Okay, here's another one for the moms out there. Do you wear mom guilt like a second skin? Are you constantly questioning your choices and have this little nagging sense that you're never quite doing enough? I know I felt this way before. So what is mom guilt? And why does it make us perpetually feel like we're falling short even when we're doing our best? And why does this emotional burden keep us from taking the time that we need for ourselves and that we really crave? Well, this topic is really close to my heart because I've experienced firsthand this phenomenon, and I really feel that as moms, we shouldn't be burdened by guilt when we're just trying to do our best and give our best to our families. So in the third part of this series on self-care for moms, I'm going to be discussing the complex emotion of mom guilt and how it silently keeps us from self-care. Also, how to shift your mindset from guilt to grace. Whew, doesn't that feel nice? And then how to build trust and delegate and share responsibilities. And this is all intertwined. Plus, we're going to talk about the magic of quality over quantity when it comes to time spent with our children. So what is mom guilt? It's that little feeling I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. Like feeling guilty that my kid used screen time, or we didn't make a homemade meal tonight, or that we took some time for ourselves when our kid was sick, or we just weren't present for every milestone and every joyful moment that they had. You know, I have a lot of friends that are moms. I'm a mom myself, and I work with a lot of moms. And so many of us say that we struggle taking time for ourselves because of this mom guilt. You know, I really find that a lot of times it's tied to these concerns about delegating our mental load and or our childcare to others, because we sense that I need to handle everything myself, which doesn't leave us a lot of space and time. And that leads to inevitable mom guilt when we are burnt out or too exhausted to do the things that we tell ourselves I should be doing. We might have a fear of something bad happening or someone dropping the ball on an important task if we were to delegate it to other people. You know, this happened to me about a week ago. I went on a ladies' night with a bunch of other moms, and I'd been planning it for a week, and I was so excited. I hadn't taken that time for a while with other friends. And of course, everything was fine leading up to the day, but like several hours before I was supposed to leave, my son came down with some respiratory cold and was having some issues with breathing. And I thought, oh no, I got to cancel everything. I got to be here for him. He needs his mama. And my husband was around, and we also had a babysitter available. And he was like, no, stop. Go take your ladies' night. Go take care of you. You need this. And then you can come back and be refreshed and be here for your family. And actually, this gives me the chance to step up and to show you that I can handle it and that I can develop that bond with him. Because when you're around, he just wants his mama. But when you're not around, I get a chance to have that deeper bond, and it'll feel good for me to be able to like take care of him that way. And so this was like one of many enlightening conversations that I've had with my husband that's really helped shift my mindset away from letting go of guilt and realizing that sometimes taking care of me actually enriches my entire family's life. So how do we overcome mom guilt? Well, there's a few things that have been helping me, and I want to share these tips with you. Tip one, identify your mom guilt triggers. So what are the specific situations that trigger your guilt? Is it when you take time for yourself? When you go to work? Is it when you order takeout for your kids? Or if they watch a screen, or maybe you can't make it to a school event? Just acknowledge when you experience mom guilt and know that this is a sign that you care deeply, but it shouldn't paralyze you. Tip number two, shift your mindset. Just like I was talking about a moment ago, this is about moving from a place of guilt to grace and realize that you're doing your best and that is enough. Your well-being is directly related to your family's well-being. So reframe your self-care as actually a benefit for your entire family that's best for everyone. And that is really, really helpful. And it's been helpful for me. Earlier, we talked about how mom guilt can often be tied to not being able to trust others with things and having to do it all ourselves. So in order to delegate with trust, here's my tip number three. Open up some conversations. Open up a dialogue with your partner or a support system or a friend and explain what your needs are, what your fears are about delegating, and what are your hopes for self-care. You're most likely going to find an ally there. Tip number four is to gradually let go. So we start by giving small tasks to others, and as you see they handle them well, it's easier to trust them with bigger responsibilities without fear. So remember that when we ask for help or we ask for support, we share responsibilities, it's not a sign of weakness for us. It's not a sign that we're not a good enough parent. It's actually a strength and a sign of responsible leadership. And a lot of times our mom guilt is tied around not feeling like we have the time that we want to have with our kids. So remember, it's quality of time versus quantity of time. And so that leads me to tip five. It's just Be present when you're with your kids. Be fully with them. That means putting away distractions, putting away phones, and just really, truly engaging with them. I know that's not easy to do. It's easier said than done. I can tell you from my own experience, but try spending at least 10 minutes a day with each of your children. Give them your undivided attention during this special time with them where you do whatever they want to do. Not like trying to teach them new skills and flashcards or put them through tasks that they don't want to do, but really ask them, what do they want to do together? And then do that as long as it's within reason. And you can even establish daily or weekly rituals that become really special moments between you and your children. Even a short bedtime story or morning hug ritual can make a huge difference. Listen, mom guilt is pretty common, but it is not mandatory. So we can shift our mindset. We can trust others, take little steps to do that, focus on some quality moments with our family. And that can replace this mom guilt with actual self-care and a deeper connection with the people that we love. So as a takeaway for today's session, I want you to walk away with this. First, just identify at least one guilt trigger this week, a time when you most easily feel mom guilt. And then discuss it with a supportive person in your life. Then set aside 10 minutes with each child where you commit to being fully present with them without distractions and most importantly, doing what they want to do. And then notice how it changes the interactions between you two and potentially even lessens your guilt and allows you to feel more emotional freedom so that you can take care of yourself.